This is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Welcome to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Your host, Felice Gerwitz, is an author, a publisher, and your radio show host. She will encourage, educate, and inspire you with answers to your most pressing questions, from homeschool, marriage, parenting, and much more. Felice loves to equip moms to live a Christian life because every moment counts. Be sure to visit her website at mediaangels.com. And here's your host, Felice Gerwitz.
Hey, everyone, and welcome. This is Felice Gerwitz with another episode of Vintage Homeschool Moms. And today, I want to give a shout out to our sponsor, K12.com. We're going to hear a little bit more about our sponsor later on in this episode, as well as MediaAngels.com. And you can visit the websites at MediaAngels.com and K12.com. And our sponsors are the ones who keep us on the air. So we want to thank our sponsors very much for supporting us and this network at Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Well, today I'm going to talk to you about geocaching. If you haven't heard about it, it is awesome and something that's really fun. And the kids and I have done our own version of geocaching at our home, and I'm going to share a little bit about that with you today. So what is geocaching? It is basically a treasure hunt that may not be a treasure when you actually find it, but it is a way to get outdoors and to hunt for something that someone else has hidden, and they've given you a specific GPS coordinate in order to find it. And I think geocaching really came into its own with the invention of GPSs and the fact that more and more people have them. And now it's just crazy. Geocaching can be virtual. It can be via webcam. It can be all kinds of different things. It can even be underwater. It has a history of over 10 years, and I'm going to have some links on the show notes, and you're probably wondering where you can find that. So if you go to vintagehomeschoolmoms.com, look for episode 144 under geocaching, you'll find the show notes. And there I have some links. One of them is actually to the geocaching.com/guide. Another is geocaching.com/play, and you can sign up and actually register for a free account. Now, I am going to tell you that website is a little bit hard to navigate with a free account, and it may be something you want to try with your family or your friends before investing in a subscription. But I'm going to tell you a little bit about how we started geocaching, and that is I was talking to a friend of mine, and she and her children really enjoyed the adventure of finding things that people had hidden different places. And she was telling us about going on these hikes and how they would get near the location and, you know, look specifically at the coordinates, and something, you know, was maybe hidden from sight or was out a little bit more obvious. And the kids really enjoyed it, and she enjoyed it, and she made it into this fun thing for school, for homeschooling. And so, you know, she was so enthusiastic about it. I thought, wow, you know, it sounds so much fun that maybe it might be something the kids and I would like to try. So we looked into it and got some books and started exploring. And for us, one of the things the kids and I did was we decided to do our own geocache in our yard. And so each of the kids took a box and piled in what they thought was a treasure for the other ones to find. And then they found locations, and then later I helped them to map it out geographically. And, you know, using some coordinates, and we did not use GPS coordinates. We did more of a, like a real map. And so the kids had their treasure maps and their, you know, their locations of where they had hidden their treasures for the others to find. and we took turns finding them, and it was really fun. So the first time we did it, we hid all three boxes at one time, and that didn't work out well. But the next time we did it, we just took turns and we hid one at a time, and that worked really well. So you could do this at a park with a group of friends, or, you know, in your own yard if you have a big enough yard. And even if it's not a very big yard, you can be very creative where you hide these things. So, you know, what is geocaching? It is, kind of a treasure hunt. And I think part of the fun is to, and some of the rules I'm going to go through with you are, number one, find something that somebody has hidden using coordinates that somebody else has given you. Number two, when you take something out of a geocache or a cache, you're supposed to leave something of equal or greater value behind. And so it's very subjective as to what you think is a treasure. And what I have found is that many people do this not for what they're going to find, but more for the adventure of finding it. And that may be a problem. And I'm actually going to address this a little bit later. And the third thing is to write about what you found in your cache logbook. And sometimes in the cache, you will find someone has put a logbook in there and you can sign it. And then you can log your experience at geocaching.com. And, you know, it's really interesting because when I looked at doing this with my kids, when I and I'm going to say this is like 5 years ago, and this just came across my radar recently again, it wasn't as big as it is now, and it didn't have all of these variations. It was pretty straightforward. And while, you know, it was international, people are doing this all over the world and really have fun doing it. I think what remains is the cache or the thing of value that people take away. And so when we come back, I'm going to share with you some of the tools that you need in order to do this, as well as some of the things that people have found in their geocache. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsor. K-12 believes every child is uniquely brilliant. So to prepare them for college success beyond high school, they deserve an education designed for them. Learn more at k12.com/listen about enrolling. A child's brilliance comes in many forms. Some are curious, others inventive, or analytical. K-12 is a full-time, tuition-free online option to traditional public school. Taught by state-certified teachers, schools powered by K-12 provide an individualized education, enhancing your child's ability to succeed. K-12 programs teach to and embrace your child's unique brilliance. Students from K-12 powered schools go on to fine colleges and universities, enhancing their ability to succeed. Be part of the community of families who have succeeded with tuition-free online K-12 education. K-12 welcomes students for grades K through 12. Visit k12.com/listen or call 855-628-9529 for more information about enrolling. That's k12.com/listen or call 855-628-9529. Well, hi everyone and welcome back. My name is Felice Gerwitz and this is an episode of Vintage Homeschool Mom. Today we want to thank our sponsor, K12.com, as well as MediaAngels.com, and you can visit both of these people at their websites. And so I want to share with you just a little bit about what people have found in their geocaches. And it's funny because, as I shared a little bit earlier it's not so much what you find as the hunt itself. And that can be very disappointing for kids. I know my kids in particular had different ideas of something of value. My one son took this very seriously, and he took some things that were real treasures to him to put in his box, and he did a really good job. The other two were a little bit more haphazard in their collection, and they were a little bit younger as well. And so I think that, for my older of the three children, he was really disappointed when he found the treasure. It kind of, to him, it was what he was going to find that was going to be so awesome, not so much the hunt. So that might be something you want to go over with your children and explain that with geocaching, it's more of the hunt or getting there that's going to be more fun or of value. And that's one of the reasons that a lot of people will leave little toys from fast food restaurants or, small little coins and things like that, because what they are thinking is that a lot of kids do this and the kids will be really excited about it. And truthfully, I don't know too many people that are excited by fast food restaurant toys. And maybe this is just my personality or personal preference here, because I'm one of those moms that tends to chuck those toys if and when they found their way into my house years ago. We're kind of through with those kinds of meals at this point. But I know that for my kids, they would much more enjoy something of historic value or, something that had, a little bit more of, like something they could look into, like maybe a polished stone or, some kind of a coin. So I've talked to several people and, and also have done some research online. And like one of my friends found a $100 bill and she said her kids went wild with that. So that was really exciting. Others have found some money. One of the interesting stories I read online was a gentleman who is a musician and storyteller, and he leaves a CD of his work. I think that's kind of original. Other people said that they found Christian tracks in some of the collections that they found, or the big thing now are the squished coins, and somehow they're geocaching, imprints on these coins. I don't know how they do it, but that was kind of cool. And so what are the tools that you need to do this? And really all you need is a GPS device or a GPS enabled mobile phone. So that's, pretty basic. My kids liked having a compass. That was really fun for them. It's not a necessary tool, but something that you may want to consider. You also want to dress appropriately. If you're going to be walking through some high brush, you're going to want to wear boots or have a walking stick or something to that extent to be able to ward off anything that might be hidden in the grass, especially in the area where I live in Florida. We don't go walking through high grass without kind of doing our due diligence and checking first. So just kind of keep those things in mind. And the kind of cool thing about where they're found is they are found all over the world. And, geocachers kind of hide things in locations that are important to them. They can be as diverse and some of them are very unique. They could be at the local park or even, as I was sharing earlier, underwater. They could be, in a brick within a building. Of course, you don't want to do vandalism. If you're hiding something, you don't want to damage someone else's property, especially if it's not your own. My kids liked to dig and put theirs under the ground. Of course, if you live in a manicured subdivision or in a yard, even our yard that's a very large yard, you can tell if some earth has been, dug up. So you want to take precaution and, make it a little bit less obvious if you can. And also look at your children's ages. The younger they are, the less patience they're going to have with this. So make it a little bit easier for them, so they'll continue on with their interest. I know that, you know, all ages of children do this, from the very young to, you know, adults that do this. I know of some friends that are backpackers, and this is one of the things they do. And they do have the geocaching membership, because what you can do with that, and I'm going to share a little bit about that. I currently do not have a membership. Back when we did this, I think the paid membership was what we used to get with the free membership, but you can try the basic membership and see how that works for you. So the first thing you would do is go to the geocaching.com website and sign up for a free membership. And then you would go to the hide and seek cache page, and there you'll enter your postal code and you'll click search. And then what it's going to do is do the search through their website for caches that are near you. And then you'll have this big list that you can select, and you're going to use the coordinates and put them in your GPS device and go there and look for the geocache. And then remember, if you find it, then what you are going to do is remove, you know, one or more items, whatever is left in there that you would like to take, and be sure to replace them with something else. So, you know, that is something else that you need to do, is collect some things that you're willing to part with. What are some things that you have around the house that you would leave for someone else to find and that they would be delighted to find? So kind of, you know, it's kind of like the paying it forward kind of thing. And then once you do that, you're going to sign the logbook and return the geocache to its original location. And then you can share your geocaching stories and all that kind of thing, you know, with friends and let them know. And so, you know, there are a lot of, you know, different types of geocaching. And I'm not going to go through all of them, because some of them are ones that I'm not familiar with. And really, depending on your level of interest, it's going to be to see how much you want to get into this. I mean, they have events where there's, you know, thousands of people that attend, as well as events, you know, that are individual, like the ones I shared that we did with our children. And so one of the things I would recommend is that you start basic. And, you know, another website I'm going to share with you is earthcache.org. And this is a special geological location that people visit to learn about the unique features of the Earth. And so they've set it up with educational notes and coordinates and stuff like that. And you can take a look at that and see if that's something that interests you. But you can start basic with your family, do something in your yard, and then expand your reach and see what you can do. This is a great summer activity or a vacation activity, or even, you know, if you are, you know, heading to the grocery store, you never know, you could possibly find something near you. So enjoy yourself, you know, explore and find some new things that are of interest to you. And if you want some of the links, I've posted them at Vintage Homeschool Moms, episode 144 under geocaching. Hey, everybody, thanks so much for joining us, and God bless. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for tuning in to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Visit Felice at MediaAngels.com and TheVintageHomeschoolMoms.com. Vintage Homeschool Moms is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.